5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to day 15 of National Podcast Post Month here on the Odd Dad Out Podcast. I am your host, the still can't get a full show together, Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. And like I said, since I can't get a full show together, today I'm taking a little old school. And let's dive into the news.
Bullshit from the news.
Oh, this is great. Russians dressed up as a cardboard bus to cross a vehicle-only bridge. What the fuck? So, a group of Russians dressed up in a cardboard cutout of a bus. So, like, if you made your kids a bus out of cardboard boxes, they basically did that. Complete with painted wheels. In order to cross a vehicle-only bridge in a, I can't pronounce this, it's Russian city, only to be, quote-unquote, pulled over by security. There's video of this. Four dudes in a cardboard bus walking on the side. I can't even... You've got four guys in a cardboard bus trying to pass, like, they're... what the fuck? Seriously. The fuck, Russia? You know, we've got stupid people here, but... Really? You could have at least had them, like, pushing it on skateboards or something. Or, you know, have them in a go-kart. A cardboard bus. Really? You're not even trying. Oh my god, you guys are so dumb. You're not making, you know, Americans can be dumb. I'll say it. Generally, humans can be dumb, so it's not like I'm singling anybody out here. But what the... Fucking hell, cardboard box bus. Oh man, they're not. We look just like a bus. Hold on. Let me get an offensive Russian accent ready. We look just like bus. They want to be able to tell in that real bus. In Soviet Russia, bus drive you. I don't know. I can't do this. God, that was bad. My apologies for that really, really bad everything. And stupid Russian guys don't know how cardboard works. Moving on. This is just sad, and I don't know how this guy got his job. Japan's cybersecurity minister admits he doesn't use a computer and doesn't even know what a USB drive is. Yeah. So, literally, this is the Japanese minister in charge of cybersecurity admitted he has never used a computer since he was 25. He's basically always been in a position where he's instructing people and directing people. So he never had to actually do anything at the computer himself. He just dictated things. He's like... He would tell other people to do the thing, so he never had to actually use a computer. So he has no clue how to use one, and he literally does not know what a USB drive is. So, and this all kind of came out after somebody asked him in a I think it was like a press conference or something, and asked him about whether they used USB drives in Japanese nuclear facilities, because that is kind of a security risk. That's a cybersecurity risk. You know, you use a flash drive, what if somebody puts something on a flash drive? Boom, virus, meltdown, or boom, virus, or boom, flash drives steal lots of information. Whatever. Flash drives are easily concealable, and they're great for stealing or transferring information dangerously. He doesn't know what the fuck it is. Literally does not know what the hell it is. And somebody actually just straight up asked him, don't you feel ashamed? I mean... Everybody uses computers. Really? I'm sure there's some Amish dude somewhere who has a computer somewhere. Now, in his defense, he's only had this job for a month. But he's also responsible for the organization of the Olympics. And even when he's been asked about details about a lot of things, he's said, I don't know the details. And he's like, the guy just, how did he get his job? Seriously. How are you the head of cybersecurity and organizer for the Olympics in Japan, and you don't know any of the details of the plans? You don't know how to use a computer. You don't know what a USB drive is. How the fuck did this guy get his job? Yeah, screw that. Screw the head of cybersecurity for the country. You live in Japan. That's where technology comes from. How is it that in the place where the technology comes from, the head of cybersecurity doesn't know anything about computers? Huh? How does that happen? All right. The fuck? You'd think something like that would be, you know, topping the list this week. But of course, I already kind of hinted at this earlier in the week, but let's wrap things up. It's time for the Jackass of the Week. So, we mentioned earlier in the week, the death of Stan Lee on Monday. Well, if you're familiar with the actor Armie Hammer, he played the Lone Ranger. He's done some other stuff, not much. He was supposed to be a great big fancy pants. He's going to be a great big star. He's the next big thing sort of shit. And then he did the Lone Ranger. Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of nowhere now. Well, after Stan Lee's death on Monday, you know, all of the celebrities and everybody started posting up their pictures and their memories and their, you know, time they met Stan. And so everyone's posting up their tributes to Stan. Well, Armie Hammer comes out, basically shits on everybody who's doing this. And he posts up, says, I'm so touched by all the celebrities posting pictures of themselves with Stan Lee. There's no better way to commemorate an absolute legend than putting up a picture of yourself. So, Dick? Now, I can understand his thought process to a point. Now, if you sat there and you posted up a picture of yourself distraught over the loss of Stan Lee, yeah, that's selfish. You use that to promote yourself, that's selfish. You posting up a picture of the time you met Stan Lee and how amazing it was, and it was such a great experience, and you will forever treasure this and remember this man and everything he did for you and all the greatness and everything. What the fuck, man? What's so wrong about that? What is so wrong about posting up a picture sharing your memories of when you got to meet Stan? And having being able to share that experience with all the rest of the people out there in the world, also sharing that experience of when they got to meet Stan, when they got to go out to whatever event and whatever thing, and they got to meet Stan Lee. And now everybody has this thing in common and they're all sharing this together and they're all grieving together because he impacted so many people's lives. But no, Armie Hammer, dick. I mean, half these people, they also, all, he worked with him too. Armie Hammer had worked with him. He voiced him. He voiced somebody on a cartoon that he made, but you know, no, he worked with him. Well, everybody's like, what else are we supposed to do? You know? And so he's like, oh, well, if Stan impacted your life, post the work that touched you the most. Posting a selfie, just makes his death about you and how cool you felt taking a picture with him. Like, maybe it's, yeah, it's about how I felt when I took a picture of him, but it's also the only thing I have to remember him is that time I met him. So fuck you, Lone Ranger. You know, I mean, even the reporters saying, dude, what the fuck, man? Why you gotta be such a dick? I mean, I will say with one, somebody said, you know, what else are you supposed to do when someone dies? And his response, well, if your answer is to post a selfie, I think we need a cultural revamp across the board. Maybe. Yeah, people take too many selfies. But you know what? Sharing a picture with somebody that you lost, everybody does it. Your grandfather dies. What do? You post up a picture of you and your grandfather together to remember the feelings you had with your grandfather. This is the same shit. He's just being a dick because everybody else has these great moments that they get to remember with Stan, and apparently he doesn't. He's just a dick. I mean, like I said, there are reporters coming out. I mean, let's see. One person just said, literally stop talking. You're not making this any better. The fact that you're telling people how to grieve is so gross. Yes, because that's basically it. People grieve in their own way. So why the fuck you got to tell people how they can grieve? Maybe people grieve by sharing experiences. They're sharing their experiences. Stan, stop being a dick. Yeah, I've lost count of how many times I've called him a dick, but yeah, one person just said, stop it. Ain't worth it. You're wrong. Yeah, that's it. That's really it. That just comes down to it. Like, dude's sitting there trying to tell people how they can remember Stan Lee and how they can grieve for the loss of Stan Lee and the impact he had on their lives. And, like, no, dude, you're wrong, man. You're straight up wrong. You are telling people how to grieve the loss of somebody that had an impact on their life. Fuck you. Again, it's like your grandfather died and somebody's telling you how you're allowed to grieve for your grandfather. Especially because Stan was 95. He was comic books. He was all of comics' grandfather. And, you know, how dare you tell other people how they can do anything? Who the fuck are you? And, like, really, it's like, oh, so the only way people are allowed to mourn and to grieve the loss of this person is in a way that is, you know, endorsed by you. Fuck you, Army Hammer. Nobody gives two shits about you. This is basically you begging for attention because nobody cares about you anymore. Your big break was the second biggest flop in Disney history. Yeah. Johnny Depp couldn't save your big break, dick. Go away. Just go away. Jackass. But that's going to do it for me today. Tomorrow I will be doing for Follow Friday again. Will be my recommended listening for this week. 2000 DC from the creators of The Boondoggle, a show that I've been a part of and have future parts coming up. Anyway, in the meantime, go to odddadoutpodcast.com. Subscribe to the show so you don't miss any of this, whatever the hell I'm doing. Follow me on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Odd Data Out. Links to all these stories will be in the show notes. So check them out on your little podcatcher doodad of choice. And until tomorrow, thank you and good night.